Wednesday, December 19th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. A cross-section of crop tissue samples taken from across the Corn Belt last summer show there are fertilizer deficiencies showing up. There can be more than one reason for that, too wet, root balling. But one obvious reason is that farmers have cut back on fertilizer rates because of poor crop margins. No one wants to put out any more crop inputs than they have to, and that may mean some are pulling back too much. There were a number of micronutrients that were deficient. Based on current poor U.S. crop production margins, one would have to think that fertilizer prices would be weak. They are not, because the fertilizer market is global, and global demand and usage has been strong. It is similar to why Deere sales of farm equipment have held up so well despite the weak U.S. ag economy. Deere sells a lot of stuff overseas where demand has remained strong. Brazil has had the best year ever last year in both terms of production and price. They're expanding acres again, and when they do, they need more fertilizer. Trump's sanctions on Iran will limit their fertilizer exports, tightening global supply. So tariffs not only hurt the prices of what U.S. farmers sell, but they increase the costs of what they buy, too. Not a lot of nitrogen got put on last fall before things froze up. DTN tracks fertilizer prices and says that all 8 of the major retail fertilizer prices are higher now compared to last year. They say that potash is up 8%, MAP up 12%, 1034-0 is up 13%, DAP was up 14%, UAN 32% was up 17%, urea up 19%, and anhydrous up 24% over last year. A lot of manure is used for fertilizer here, and that did not get applied in a timely manner either. I feel lucky that I had 20 tons of cattle manure put on a year ago in the fall that should take care of the crop needs for up to 4 years, depending on the crop. I'm planning to grow 100% corn next year if I can get it hedged in early 2019. Manure has a lot of good stuff in it besides N, P, and K. The natural nitrogen from manure greatly benefited my 2018 crop, and that manure will limit my fertilizer needs to nitrogen and starter in 2019. Considering what has happened with fertilizer prices, it was a good investment. There's more indecision than usual in what farmers will plant next year. The second tranche of tariff relief payments will reportedly be the same as the first, same commodities, same payments. That works for soybean growers, but corn growers were unhappy about just a cent a bushel when they believe that the trade war has cost them 44 cents. I sold my soybeans in the bin for July delivery Tuesday. That, along with the tariff Trump payment, nets $10.11 cash picked up at the farm. Ag Secretary Cindy Perdue said not to expect another tariff relief payment in 2019, so I'll likely grow all corn instead. That will be the plan until it changes. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Harvest drying costs were kept minimal from the long season and short corn crop where we live. Corn dryers did not run long. The winter has been moderate so far, so the draw on propane has not been severe. Our local retail price of propane fell 3 cents to $1.23 a gallon this week. I never booked ahead, and it has not cost me yet. LP is a byproduct of oil, and as the United States has been producing more oil, there has been more propane. My propane supplier says that U.S. propane production has more than doubled since 2010, but much of the increase has gone to exports. U.S. propane is competitive in China. There are two domestic markets for U.S. LP. One is Mount Bellevue, Texas, that is an export hub, and the other is Conway, Kansas, which is where we get our propane here in northwest Iowa from. China was continuing to buy cargoes of soybeans, just not enough to really impress the market. The next official round of face-to-face trade talks between China and the United States will get going in January, so they are likely to precede those of the significant purchase, too. They should buy several commodities. The problem is that given the starting point of 955 million bushel carryover and potential for another record soybean crop in South America, it will take more Chinese purchases than what have been described so far to change the market. Another issue is that these soybeans are being bought by the Chinese government and will go into a reserve. That means they will sit over the market in China instead of over the market here. A change in address is not the same thing as consumption. Their 25% tariff has not been eliminated, and this is not yet a normalization of commercial trade. Crude oil was consolidating above $46 a barrel after another plunge. The trend is down. The market had no confidence that OPEC was going to be able to reduce production enough relative to weakening demand so it was taking matters into its own hands, so to speak. Low oil prices will shut production down one way or the other. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.